we are so aware of the blessing, but also the responsibility when we hear the word of God. Father, we know that in ourselves, in our own strength, we could not live this. It's not even within us. But you have shown that you live in your fullness in each of us. And it's as we yield to the Spirit that you will take over. Father, make this a reality. Please make this our experience, so that when we are used and we wish to be used by you, it will be all of you and not of us. Father, guide our everyday steps with you. Be with our words. Help us to apply that wisdom and that knowledge. Empower us, Father, to love the unlovable. Strengthen us to be able to go that extra mile when required of us. Father, may what we have heard today be our experience. We are your people, separated, sanctified unto you. You know our going out and our coming in. You know the secrets of our heart. We all of us stand naked before you. Help us not to run away. There is no fear in the perfect love of God. We thank you, Lord, for our fellowship, our brothers and sisters, some who couldn't be here today, some who are on holiday. Lord, preserve, keep all of us. May we always seek our guidance, our direction, everything through your pure word. Thank you, Father, that you have given us ears and hearts to hear the great shepherd's voice when so many either don't hear or don't want to hear or just reject you. Lord, we will never understand why me, but they are the mysteries of God. And all we know is that you first loved us, and that is why we're here today in fellowship. Help us always to be a grateful people, a rejoicing people, a people who give you all the praise and glory and honour. Father, help us not to gripe and moan like the children of Israel did, but may we always confess the positive, that hope that is within us. Father, guard us when we go out and when we come in, and give your angels charge over us. For we live in very, very dangerous times. And I pray, Lord, that you will preserve and keep us also in our health, and renew our youth like the eagles, we ask.